This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning, the Kremlin says Russia is ready to resume talks with Ukrainian officials about the war in Ukraine. But for now, that conflict is still on, with Russian tanks slowly advancing toward Ukraine's capital of Kyiv and Russian forces taking aim at other cities. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has decried Russia's escalation of attacks on crowded cities as a blatant terror campaign. Nobody will forgive, nobody will forget, Zelensky vowed after Tuesday's bloodshed on the central square in Kharkiv, the country's second largest city, and the deadly bombing of a TV tower in the capital. He called the attack on the square frank, undisguised terror and a war crime. The invading forces are also pressing their assault on other towns and cities, including the strategic port of Odessa and Mariupol in the south. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Last night in his first State of the Union address, President Biden saluted the Ukrainian people and said the U.S. will now ban Russian planes from its airspace. And he talked about the challenges Americans are facing now, like inflation and COVID. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Let's use this moment to reset.
The president was talking about the partisan divide over the COVID-19 response, but the phrase applied to much more, from vowing that fighting rising inflation is his top priority.
I get it.
To avoiding the words Build Back Better, the name of his stalled legislative agenda.
I call it Building a Better America.
The president sought to refocus the nation on what it can do, opening with praise for what he calls unwavering resolve against Russia's Ukraine invasion.
This is AP News. Now to kids and COVID. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
A new government report says Pfizer's COVID vaccine did provide strong protection for children 5 and older during the Omicron surge, after another study suggested otherwise. New data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control say children 5 and older receive strong protection against hospitalization and death. That's after a study from New York raised questions about whether the vaccine is less effective for the 5 to 11-year-old group. Vaccines generally are less effective in preventing Omicron infections, but they still provided protection against severe illness. The CDC reports between April and January, 9 children who were vaccinated died of COVID-19, compared to 121 who didn't get vaccines. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Gas is $3.66 a gallon this morning, up 26 cents in a month. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.